For ages, love was considered sacred, spiritual, a thing not to be analyzed. Then scientists started analyzing it. Sure enough, it was largely a matter of brain chemistry. The boy-girl romantic type of love, which is the type of most interest to most people, seems to be spurred on by the very unromantic chemical phenylethylamine, plus some other substances released by the brain. But these chemical releases last for 2 to 4 years at best, which is why people keep falling in and out of love. There's probably a natural selection component here. Keep dad around as provider until the kid no longer needs constant care from mom, then send him off to enhance the gene pool elsewhere. But there's something else that happens, bonding between people. And this includes parent and child, siblings with each other, cousins, close friends, a boy and his dog, and even sometimes husband and wife. This is a different set of chemicals and perhaps some brain wiring as well, and it is of a more permanent nature. Tevye and Golda in Fiddler on the Roof have an arranged marriage that has lasted over 20 years, but now their daughters are marrying for love. Curious about this new phenomenon, Tevye breaks into song, as you heard him do earlier, and asks Golda, "Do you love me?" She responds,
"Do I what?"
and avoids the question. Tevye keeps pressing, and she finally sings,
"For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?"
They don't fully realize that their love is probably more lasting than that of their daughters, who are marrying for phenylethylamine. I wondered just what love really is, if it's nothing but chemicals. What's it supposed to look like, to feel like? What are we supposed to do with it? Then one day on television, I saw a Catholic monk say that love in the Bible is an action word, a verb, not a noun. Jesus told people to love one another, not to feel love for one another. This is what Golda was saying. So I accepted for my own definition that love is what you do, the acts large or small you willingly perform for someone else. The part you feel is just chemicals released by your brain. So I wasn't too surprised when Clint Black wrote and sang Something That We Do, a song written for his wife but applicable to many human relationships.
Love is certain, love is kind, love is yours, and love is mine. But it isn't something that we find, it's something that we do. Clint Black.
In real love, you want what is good for the other person. In romantic love, you want the other person. Margaret Anderson.
We all have a need to be needed. We are social animals, and to be purely logical and scientific about it, this need for connections, this need to be a contributing member of society, was undoubtedly bred into us as a survival imperative through millions of years of evolution, which does nothing to diminish the wonder of it. Humans are also capable of fear, hatred, and doing great harm to each other. We have seen plenty of that, which further increases the need for human bonds if we are to pass on our genes to future generations or to get us through this cold, dark night.
My father had Parkinson's disease. At age 82, he retired from his practice of law, and I spent a morning with him at his office, helping him box up his things and take them home. I could have done it in half the time by myself, but I realized he needed to do it with his own slow, shaky hands, to think about all those years at that desk. Throughout my life, I had issues with my father, but at this point I had come to understand why he was as he was, having traveled many of the same roads myself. I was able to put my issues aside and feel only gratitude that I could perform an act as small as helping him box up the knickknacks at the end of his long career.
It's holding tight, letting go. It's flying high and laying low. Let your strongest feelings show, and your weakness too, Clint Black.
George Romero, who made the movie Night of the Living Dead. I bet you didn't think love would sneak in there, did you? Said the basic lesson to be drawn from that movie is that the people in the house are capable of saving themselves. They have everything they need to save themselves, but they can't get themselves together enough to do it. If they had just talked to each other, if they had overcome their mutual suspicion, they might have survived.
We all know what needs to be done, but it's hard to put it into practice. Instead, we alienate ourselves by throwing up walls, real ones and roadblocks of machines, televisions, computers, smartphones, answering machines, the sham reality internet, creating cyber facsimiles of real intimacy. We spend less time with our children and wonder why gang warfare and child suicide have increased so much. We take drugs to make us feel better and wonder why our children do the same.
Jack Nicholson received a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Drama for About Schmidt. In his acceptance speech, he said he thought they were making a comedy. The movie had funny moments, but it was about a man who retired, no longer needed by his lifelong employer. His wife dies suddenly, then he discovers his best friend had an affair with her some years earlier. His only child, a daughter with whom he never spent much time, lives hundreds of miles away and is about to marry a rather strange waterbed salesman. For some of us aging baby boomers, it's just too close to home to be funny. Whatever our age, we all need to be needed.
As a nation, we drag our feet on environmental matters, the Landmine Accord, the World Court. We plot wars for control of the world's oil. Our leaders insult and ridicule nations that are the most democratic, the most capitalist, nations that have been our best friends when these nations don't agree to our every whim.
At home, people who feel rejected, unwanted, unloved, turn into assassins targeting politicians, police officers, soldiers, doctors, students, teachers, and people gathered to worship at churches of every denomination. Is love in such short supply in America? Is fear so rampant because we no longer know how to be truly intimate as a society?
Love is but a song we sing. Fear is the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Chet Powers.
Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. The Dalai Lama.
I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. That is my right. Temporarily defeated is stronger than evil, triumphant. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
It's a little and a lot to ask, an endless and a welcome task. Love isn't something that we have, it's something that we do. Clint Black.
A biblical search engine on the internet finds the phrase, love your neighbor, 7 times in the New Testament, love one another, 12 times. This is a major theme, too often overlooked by some Christians who try to find scripture to support reasons for not loving their neighbor.
I saw a TV show about a journey on the Trans-Siberian Express. The passengers, Russians and others, quickly got to know each other, shared food and tall tales and music. The narrator called it eternal friendship with people you'll never see again. That's easy. How about people you'll see every day for the rest of your life?
We travel together. Passengers on a little spaceship, depending on its vulnerable resources of air and soil, all committed for our safety to its security and peace, preserved from annihilation only by the care, the work, and the love we give our fragile craft, and I may say, each other. Adlai Stevenson.
We help to make each other all that we can be, though we can find our strength and inspiration independently. The way we work together is what sets our love apart, so closely that you can't tell where I end and where you start. Clint Black.
A kiss is a lovely trick designed by nature to stop speech when words become superfluous. Ingrid Bergman.
Man's only weapon against a woman is his hat. He should grab it and run. Damon Runyon.
Before I met my husband, I'd never fallen in love. I'd stepped in it a few times. Rita Rudner.
You make me want to be a better man. Jack Nicholson to Helen Hunt in As Good As It Gets.
A woman went into a fabric store, picked out a soft, shimmery pink fabric, and told the clerk she wanted 6 yards. The clerk asked her what she was making, and she said, "A nightgown. I want to make Valentine's Day special for my husband." The clerk said, "You don't need 6 yards for a nightgown." The woman replied, "Yes, I do. My husband is a Unitarian, and he would rather seek than find."
Abraham Lincoln, or was it Barack Obama, was criticized for his attitude toward his political enemies. "Why do you try to make friends of them?" asked an associate. "You should try to destroy them." "Am I not destroying my enemies," Lincoln replied, "when I make them my friends?"
The only true gift is a portion of yourself, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. That is from the Paradoxical Commandments written by Kent Keith, a 19-year-old Harvard sophomore at the time. It's often attributed to Mother Teresa, maybe because more people know and admire her. That's okay. You can admire Kent Keith anyway.
Here are some things Mother Teresa probably did say. "We think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our own homes to remedy this kind of poverty."
"There is a terrible hunger for love. We all experience that in our lives, the pain, the loneliness, the poor you may have right in your own family. Find them. Love them."
"Let us not be satisfied with just giving money. Money is not enough. Money can be got, but they need hearts to love them. So spread your love everywhere you go. If you judge people, you have no time to love them."
And from her Nobel Prize acceptance speech, Mother Teresa said, "I was surprised in the West to see so many young boys and girls given into drugs. I tried to find out why. Why is it like that? And the answer was, because there is no one in the family to receive them. Father and mother are so busy they have no time. Young parents are in some institution, and the child goes back to the street. We're talking of peace. These are things that break peace."
"A baby is born with a need to be loved and never outgrows it." Frank Howard Clark, a 20th century screenwriter.
"Where we love is home, home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts." Oliver Wendell Holmes.
"Carve your name on your heart and not on marble." Proverb from a Chinese fortune cookie.
"We're on a road that has no end, and each day we begin again. Love's not something that we're in, it's something that we do." Clint Black.
"Everything we do in life is based on fear, especially love." Mel Brooks.
"You can't be apart all the time, because otherwise you'd never see each other." Mick Jagger.
Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite was a captive of a radical group in Lebanon. He and one of his captors discussed religion. Waite said love is the main point of Christianity. The other man, a Muslim, said that was wrong. Love comes and goes. Obligation is the most important thing. I'm not sure they weren't talking about the same thing. Isn't it an act of love to willingly accept an obligation to another person? The more real love, the kind between Tevye and Goldie. And when a person to whom you have had this kind of obligation leaves your life, or not even a person, perhaps a dog, you miss that person, that creature. You miss the obligation because it was part of your life, your need to be needed.
Colton Rusk was a Marine in Afghanistan. He worked with Eli, a bomb-sniffing dog. He had told his family that Eli was his best friend. Excuse me, I have a hard time with dog stories. Eli slept with Colton on his cot against the rules. Eli ate the same field rations as Colton, not dog food. On December 6th, their convoy was ambushed. Colton was shot and killed by a sniper. Eli placed himself onto Colton's body to protect him and even snapped at other Marines who tried to help. Colton's parents asked if they could adopt Eli, and the Marine Corps agreed. This past Thursday, the Marines presented Eli to Colton's family in a ceremony in San Antonio.
Farewell, farewell, but this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth well who loveth well both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all things, both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all. Samuel Taylor Coleridge, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Dogs, we keep them close to us physically and emotionally, but they can't tell us what they're thinking, unlike people who can... No, there's no difference.
Love is wide, love is long, love is deep, and love is strong. Love is why I love this song. I hope you love it too. Clint Black.
When Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping first visited the United States, he and his entourage stopped in Houston to see a rodeo. A couple of Chinese reporters were talking to a young local woman who had been hired to assist them. She told them she had just moved out of her parents' house into her own apartment. They looked concerned and said, "Oh, we're sorry to hear that." She said, "No, no, that's a good thing. I wanted to do it." They couldn't understand.
26% of American households are now single person, the highest in any country in the world. This does not mean that we are free and independent, live ruggedly individual lifestyles. It merely means that we are much more dependent on our huge, cold, complex, highly fallible techno-economy for our needs rather than our family or our village. Everyone knows the African tribal saying, "It takes a village to raise a child." Some scoff at it, but I doubt they really know what a village is.
Men living alone are like bears with furniture, Rita Rudner.
Quakes and quirks and quirky things, a school lesson recited by Johnny Art in the comic strip BC. If I could be a letter, I would like to be a Q. As letters go, it don't seem Qs have all that much to do. Mostly they get used in words for doctors and for ducks, which may well be the only time the Qs get any yucks. Qs are never all alone in anything they do, because every place you find a Q, it's followed by a U. But privacy is something I have never been too keen on. I'd rather know when I feel low that I've got you to lean on.
Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself."
And mathematician Joseph Campbell said, when Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself, he was saying, in effect, love thy neighbor because he is thyself.
Never take sides against the family, because it's lonely out there in the rowboat. Your family cuts you the most slack and gives you the most chances. When the quiz show host says, "Name something in a refrigerator," and you say, "A dictionary," and the rest of America is screaming, "You moron," at their TV sets, who's clapping and saying, "Good answer, good answer"? Your family, that's who. Dennis Miller.
The family is the essential presence, the thing that never leaves you, even if you find you have to leave it. Bill Buford in the New Yorker.
Christmas is that time of year when we feed and invite into our homes people who don't really need to be fed and who have homes of their own. Red, green.
Lonely is risky. People without strong connections to a family, friends, or groups were 4 to 6 times more apt to die in a 6-year study, regardless of race, wealth, health, activity, or use of health services. Ted Mitchell, MD.
"Hey, you, out of the gene pool," Jimmy Buffett.
Love is never lost. If not reciprocated, it will flow back and soften and purify the heart. Washington Irving.
Albert Einstein, whatever else he might have done with it, used theoretical physics to get chicks. After all, ultimate success for any living creature is not to describe the nature of the universe, but to pass your genes on to the next generation.
A human being is part of the whole we call the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical illusion of his consciousness. This illusion is a prison restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for only the few people nearest us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living things and all of nature. Albert Einstein.
The Arlen D. Williams Jr. Memorial Bridge spans the Potomac between Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia. Arlen Williams was a rather undistinguished federal bank examiner. During a fierce blizzard in 1983, an Air Florida 737 hit that bridge and crashed into the Potomac. Six people survived the crash and clung to life in the freezing water. A National Park Police pilot and paramedic flew their helicopter through the blizzard at considerable risk to themselves to reach the crash site. They lowered a rescue ring to the people in the water. Arlen Williams, one of the survivors, caught the ring again and again and handed it to the others who were in worse shape than he was. The helicopter pulled five to safety, and when it came back for Arlen, he was gone.
Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And Joseph Campbell said, "When you give your life for another, it is your recognition that you and the other are one."
Love can present us with hard choices and hard consequences. The people Arlen Williams helped rescue and their families are eternally grateful. Arlen Williams' daughter, Leslie, now grown, says her father's absence was hard on her and her family. If she could speak to him today, she would ask, "Why didn't you just hang on?"
There's no request too big or small. We give ourselves, we give our all. Love isn't someplace that we fall. It's something that we do. Clint Black.
Valentine's Day is just 8 days away, so here's something for all the long-term hopeless romantics among us. Marv and Rindy were two kids who fell in love and got married. After a brief career as school teachers, they started a rock and roll band called Quarter Flash. It had a meteoric run in the music business, burning brightly, then fizzling into the darkness. Their biggest hit was Harden My Heart, which is still played on oldie stations. Marv and Rindy survived the ups and downs of rock and roll fame and life in general. They did not harden their hearts, and today, some 40 years after they married, 20 years after the band faded away, they are still together and still making music. In 2008, they released an autobiographical CD with these words by Marv, sung by Rindy, and this is for those of us who can really understand what it means.
"I feel the sum of everyone I've ever loved run through me, but nothing runs as deep as you. I feel the waters flowing from the river of life renew me, but they never run as deep as you."
Life has taught us that love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.